Back on a
thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Let's get started. This episode was real in a weird way.
Yeah, it got there. It didn't start out
real.
Yeah, but
it eventually got real for sure. So let's do it. All right. Yeah. What's oh no, I'm stuck.
Amir Shmuel, this podcast show that's beast as hell. Anna and Sarah done spelled it out. Step one, Starbucks, and kill yourself. Or put the gun down and emailing your problems. This role reversal could help you try to solve them. Approaching all conundrums with objectivity. A fake name's assigned to preserve your anonymity. These chicks don't want to get with me. Chocolate dips and dupes and got blocked by Thomas Middleday. Please get up and try to seize that cheese. Catch yourself a down piece and an STD. Swipe right all night. The bitch is bringing that sleaze. Hashtag dope, hashtag beast. I do believe Amir has done the math right. Numbers from chicks his friends got last night. Chill out, do things, will turn out alright. But first a quick blast, time to get real. Feeling a little coy, how do you feel? A goddamn come apart, I need a new deal. If you're not a day one, how would you know? This podcast, internet advice show. Two dudes in love, hashtag no homo.
Yo, that was really dope.
Chris Leggett.
I like that guy.
Or as I call him, Chris Legit.
Very legit.
He actually submitted another song I'm just reading now at the end of the episode 71 with Thomas Middleditch.
Huh.
And he wanted us to give a shout out to his Twitter account.
No chance in hell.
Maybe if we use your third really hard thing to do for us for free, we'll give you a shout out. Until then, you still owe us shit.
Of course not.
At Topher Leggett, L-E-G-G-E-T-T.
L-E-G-G-E-T-T.
L-E-G-G-E-T-T. That is what you do for
You're
me.
Not as good of a rapper as he is.
I feel like if I was a rapper, I would be like that, where like it would sound super.
That was like very mellow, very chill, but it's sort of melodic too.
Yeah,
it's like Dynamite Hack. Remember that song?
Oh yeah, because the boys in the hood are always hard. Yeah, that was their original.
But then they covered it.
Yeah, well they made it. They thought of it actually. What is it called? They arrived at it independently.
Oh, it was parallel thinking.
Yeah, that's
them
what it
and Eazy-E had the same idea for a song.
Yeah, I guess
I don't know who made it first.
I think Eazy may have recorded it 17 years before them, but overall, it was basically the same thing. Have you ever like tried to rap like for real? Made a rap like if you really tried to make a rap song, could you? You'd have to have someone else make the beats for you.
No, I could do it all myself.
Oh, you can make the beats and make a rap?
I can do anything I put my mind to. I never have done it before, but I could do it if I wanted to. I can do anything.
The hard part is getting over the fact that it may not be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you fail and it's also not funny, then it's really
like a real rap. Like really trying to rap.
Like a real rap.
Yeah, I don't. That sounds...
Remember when we tried to record a rap song like 7 years ago?
Oh, God.
And we recorded it, and it was so... We were so embarrassed that we never released it.
Of course not.
Like, it was going to be...
I don't even know why you're talking about it. What if it finds its way somehow? What if it surfaces now?
Wasn't the idea, like, in an episode, I made a rap song, and then we just played it, and it was like a music video?
I think that was essentially it.
The idea like, is definitely fantasy, a good idea.
We, like, made a rap song in your fantasy.
Yeah, it was like... We liked the, what Flight of the Conchords was doing. Like, oh, we should just try to make a rap song. And then one of our episodes would be a music video.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That's one thing
if
we've
we
never done.
If we were musically talented.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me.
No. He's Jake.
And I'm Amir. We start and end every episode with original theme songs. That one was by Chris Leggett. And if you have your own, send it to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. So how does this show work? What is this thing that we're doing? Episode 97. I've completely lost track of time.
Yeah.
It's an advice podcast.
Oh.
Where people email us their questions, and we try to answer them. We're getting shorter and shorter every show.
I really think I've, like, ruined you with this intro thing.
I can't not think of it. It haunts me. I wake up sweating thinking of intros. Shorter, trim them, I say to me.
What are we?
Why are we here and when? Oh, this is a bonus Thursday episode. We have episodes every Monday guaranteed without fail since we started. And sometimes cool sponsors bring us back early in the week.
That's correct.
And we do it on a Thursday. Should we hop right into it?
I guess why not?
Because we have nothing else to talk about.
We have nothing else to do with our lives but sit here and make podcasts.
I'm going to read this email. It's a real email from a real person. I'm going to give him this fake name to preserve his anonymity so that nobody finds out who it is.
That's nice of you.
Let's call this guy Balky.
Oh, Balky. Got it.
Hey, guys. I'm a 17-year-old who has been in a relationship for 3 years. I am going into my senior year of high school, and I haven't gone to a single party or get-together due to my girlfriend being extremely jealous and restrictive of who I hang out with. She is perfect to me in every way except her jealousy. I can't hang out with any girls, and she hates the idea of parties and drinking, so I, in turn, am restricted. I love her, but I really want to experience high school and college to the fullest, and I know I'll regret it if I don't have these experiences. Is it worth throwing away a great relationship just so I can go crazy for a few years? What do you guys think? Thanks, Balky Bartokomus.
Well, gee whiz, Balky. It does sound like you found the perfect one.
She is without flaw.
She is
a diamond.
Perfect to me in every way.
Every which way.
Except for her jealousy, which is all-encompassing.
Sure.
And actually, you know, it's necessary that she enforces a few rules.
Just a few. Nothing crazy.
But other than that, other than her far-reaching jealous attitude and mind.
That she rules over me with an iron fist.
And her her puppeteering the way I conduct my life, she is perfect to me.
What flawless skin does not have one giant zit? What perfect day is not also marred by some sort of tragic instance or occasion?
She is the one for you.
She is perfect. She just tells me that I can't have fun, go to parties, meet girls, talk to girls, and do anything like that. Other than that, a great relationship. Should I throw it away just to have fun?
Just to have a little bit of fun?
For 4, 5, 7 years?
I mean, it's too late for you now. You've already missed the best parties, the best years of your life. I'm talking freshman, sophomore, and junior year of high school.
Yeah, you've reached
the biggest time to rage.
At this
I guess
point,
now that those years are behind you, you might as well settle down.
Yeah, commit to your, what I can only assume is an amazing girl who just happens to have one little thing about her that she doesn't let you talk to anybody else who's a female.
Right.
Even if you were you're in a great relationship, which you're not, you're in a very obviously toxic one. That's why we're joking, we're having fun, we're poking fun. I would still say you should enjoy high school and college over that, just because you can always find a great relationship after high school and college. That being said, your relationship isn't great. This is what we call a win-win situation.
Right.
You end the bad, and then you're rewarded with more good.
Yeah, end the bad, get the glad.
Yeah.
That's how you describe it.
You would be a good rap star.
You really think so? I think I'd come up with good rhymes.
Yeah, that's true. You are fast in that regard. So here's the problem, Balky. You met your girlfriend when you were 15. It's exciting to have a girl like you when you're 15.
Yeah, and maybe because you've only had this one, or not necessarily one, but because I bet you haven't had a ton of experience with dating some people.
Yeah.
We'll just let you know that your girlfriend is a horrid witch.
She's a meanie. But maybe she doesn't know any better.
You can't go to parties and drink and hang out with other people is a bad person trait to have.
That's not a nice one. That's what bad people do.
Yeah, that means she doesn't trust you.
Well, maybe she doesn't know any better either. She's 15. She just assumes that, you know, I feel jealous, so maybe I'll just nip it in the bud. I will force him not to hang out with any girls.
That's
that way, I don't have to.
Nipping your jealousy in the bud.
Yeah.
That is letting your jealousy consume you.
And then if you,
dude, I gotta cut this jealousy out. All right. So that means you really should never go to a party.
Doesn't she want to go to parties?
No.
Doesn't she want to talk to other guys?
She must be so jealous that she would rather just
sit
in her little locked tower and look across the turrets and see her little prince in another locked tower, and she's happy that both of them are missing out at the fun.
Yeah, as long as we're in this together.
I would say, yeah, don't be here doing this.
You could find a girl who will also kiss you and then also let you talk to other girls.
Yeah.
The big two.
Is jealousy like more prevalent in high school, or is it, I mean, it's, I guess it's around forever.
I think it's around forever. You just deal with it better as an adult.
Right.
Like, at first, you're just like, I don't want to do that, so I'm just going to make a rule where you can't do that.
Well, I guess,
and then you realize this guy's going to break up with her, and she's going to be like, oh, maybe I can't make up rules that make me a dictator.
I guess you recognize that people are free.
Yeah.
But also, like, this type of jealousy sounds insane to us because we're so far past it. Like, you're not allowed to go to any parties. Obviously, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's a
but
weird...
Then, like, you're
how do you get into that? Like, how does she say that, and you're like, okay... Maybe she like started off
like
little
one
by
party,
little.
Like, oh, don't go to this person's party. Like,
yeah.
I just don't like, and I don't like when you drink. So like, I'm not going to go to parties, so I'm not going to drink. And then finally, I'll go to this party and I'm not going to drink. Like, no, yeah, now I'm nervous that you'll drink if you go to the party.
Yeah.
Cheat on me. But I was saying, like, in relationships now, I feel like people, like, a big thing is, you can't talk to this one person that like makes somebody jealous.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot more of a sneaky jealousy. Like, you never be like, oh, don't go to this party. But you might be like, oh, when you like talk to this person, when I hear you and like this person communicating, I get jealous.
Right. I remember getting in trouble once in a relationship because I was talking to a lady next to, like, in the same party as my girlfriend. And
so,
I was so confused.
Who are you talking to? Yeah.
I was like, wait, why? Why are you mad at me? She's like, you were flirting with another woman. I was like, I guess I was talking and joking, but I didn't think that I was cheating on you and
we
I could get away with it.
Public display. You're here.
So that's a little more of a gray area. Is that okay to say that you don't like that? That you don't like your guy flirting with other girls?
I don't know. I guess it's always okay to say anything you feel. Just I think you have to say it knowing, like, without an expectation. Like, if your girlfriend was like, hey, I saw you flirting with that girl, and you're never allowed to do that again.
All right.
Like, okay, quiet.
I think my reaction was bad.
Like, I construed that as flirting, and it made me feel bad. Then you could be like, I'm sorry, it wasn't, and I don't know.
Right.
Like, your heart rule.
If you saw a lady friend of yours flirting with a guy, can you say no? Can you grab her wrist and say no to that?
I think, well, the difference is...
Can you yank the leash?
If my lady friend was flirting with a guy, I can grab her wrist and say no. And if I flirt with a girl, I'm a pimp.
Why is that fair?
Yes, all men.
Hashtag no all men.
I think, I don't know. It's flirting is such a gray area too, because you can like, sometimes it's sort of empowering to be like, oh, like I'm going to watch somebody flirt with somebody, or I'm going to flirt with someone and like know that I'm off limits. And like,
right.
Also people, certain people like aren't flirty inherently, but other people like, I don't really know how to talk to people if I'm not joking.
Right.
If I'm sorry if I'm charming always and to everyone. Is that flirting?
Well, that is considered like when you like are joking and laughing, I guess that's like what people would call flirting. But to me, I think it'd be more intimate if like I was sitting down and having like a conversation where I wasn't joking with someone.
Right. If I was having
that's
a more serious.
Yeah. It's like, shit, Jake's letting his guard down for somebody. That's not okay.
Yeah. What is it like to talk to someone and not make a joke? I guess I'm flirting with everyone I meet. Guys, girls, older, younger.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, if you want me, you got to have the whole package. That's what I tell my ladies.
That's I'm why like, you never have any,
I'm
any
single.
Success with
yeah,
women.
Yeah, yeah. Because early on, I'm like, babe, if you want all this, there's a lot of shit that comes with it. And she's like, all what? And I'm like, I'm pointing to my body. And then she starts sort of giggling to herself. Yeah. And I say, why? What's so funny? You don't want this? She says, no, not really. I'm like, well, if you did. She said, I don't. I'm like, well, you got to. There are some rules and regulations that you got to deal with.
You
and she's like, I'm not, she's I'm like, not I'm even interested with the baseline, let alone the added value.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, wait, I'll change for you.
Yeah.
I'll
be
better.
Yeah. I like, I try to twist, like, if you want dinner, you got, if you want dessert, you got to get dinner. And then, but they look at me and they're like, that's not dessert. You're broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't want you or dinner or dessert.
You're not even food.
Yeah. You're a rock. So it's like, if to them, I'm saying, if you want to lick this rock, you gotta eat ice cream. And they're like, no, I'd rather just not lick the rock.
Right. Yeah. Just leave me alone.
Yeah. So that's me. So if I were you, what would you do with this guy?
I think you should break up and have a year. It's going to be more than a couple years of fun. You can have 10 years of fun, right? You'd have a lifetime of fun.
Yeah, when you go to parties, you're going to realize, holy shit, I would have missed out on a lot.
Yeah, and you might even be lucky enough to meet a girl who's going to let you go to parties and go to parties with you and trust you and not be jealous and restrictive.
And the more doable thing you could do, if you really love this girl, I'm rolling my eyes, as you can tell by my slurred, slowing speech, then you can tell her, listen, I want to be with you and I also want to go to parties.
Yeah, I guess
so
you can lay it all
take
out
it or leave it.
Right. You should, I guess, I mean, not that she necessarily deserves it, but you could always just like tell her the new rules, which are that she doesn't get to make rules for you.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like to go to parties and she doesn't like to drink, you would never say, hey, you have to come to the party and drink.
Yeah.
Just the same way that she shouldn't say, you can't go to the party and you can't drink.
Never impose your ideology on other people.
There we go.
As a general rule. Hi, I'm General Rule. We should have that, like a cartoon guy, like Captain Crunch.
That
but
should
a
be
guy
our
named,
next guest.
Yeah, General Rule. Yeah.
And wait, what was your... Theodore Leslie.
Yeah, Theodore Leslie and General J.
Would you do the Theodore Leslie voice again?
I don't know if I can do it exactly, but it's... I forgot already.
Gay skeleton.
Oh, it's crazy. It's just absolutely insane. Is that it?
I don't know.
Oh, shit, honey. I don't think so. All right. Next question. This one comes from, actually, this is kind of cool. It comes from someone named Cousin Larry Appleton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Mark, I'm excited to see you read the third and the fourth question.
Oh, I already loaded Wikipedia. Don't worry.
All right, good.
Luckily, well, we'll get to it. Hey, guys. Cousin Larry Appleton here. Pretty cool. I matched with a girl on Tinder months ago, and she was nice and decent looking. We kept talking for a couple months on Snapchat, Facebook, and WhatsApp. She was cute and kind of funny and got me. I started to think maybe this could be more than just a hookup thing. I told her this, and she reciprocated. Fast forward to some weeks, and we both happened to be in England visiting family. We both live in Hong Kong. And agree to meet up for a date of sorts. We meet in a mall, and I see her, and she's not as attractive as the photos. We had a decent time, but I no longer want to hook up, let alone go out with her. She's nice, and I wouldn't mind keeping a friendship, but I don't know if that'd be weird. She keeps hitting me up on the previously mentioned social networks, and I'm rarely replying. My question is, how do I tell this girl I don't want to do any of that stuff anymore, but we can still talk without giving away my reasons of her not being as attractive as I thought she would be?
Oh, no.
Love, Cousin Larry Appleton.
That depresses me.
But isn't that a common thing with online dating? Like, you see pictures and you're like, oh, this person could be attractive. And then you meet up and they might not be as attractive. The photos that I choose that one would choose are the most attractive photos.
Yeah. Well, I guess the trick
is those are the seven most attractive frames of my existence. You can't see me like that always.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you're also like, I don't think you would choose a picture where you're like, this is such an attractive picture of me that it straight up doesn't look like me.
No, but they can be like, oh, this. I mean, there are people who are better looking in photos than they are in real life.
That's fair. I guess the trick is to keep it light leading up to the date. There's no sense in like promising a relationship and more than a hookup before you've even met her.
Yeah.
Because she's funny on Snapchat and she got you.
That's the
somebody get you over Snapchat? we're talking on Facebook, Snapchat, and WhatsApp, and she gets me.
Well, you can tell, you know, a good text message. Oh, this girl's good.
Yeah,
she's
but you
fine.
Never like she gets me.
She gets
like,
you.
Oh, this girl's okay. Yeah, we can have banter, and I like shared some stuff.
But banter.
Like, there's no such thing as getting somebody over WhatsApp.
Well, especially when she's lying about her physicality. But that's a lesson that he can take to the next girl. He wants to know what he should do with this lady right now.
I mean, like you've met up once, and you're like talking on these. Apps just fade away, dog.
The old fade away. The Jake Hurwitz. The two artists of fadeaways are Michael Jordan and Jake Hurwitz.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So fade. What's your fadeaway? Yeah.
You let one medium of communication disappear.
Oh, entirely. Cut off WhatsApp. Boom. Yeah.
So, like, there we go.
Right and off then, like, the bat, the three-headed monster's down to
Facebook.
Two.
We're responding more rarely, and then we'll just leave it at Snapchat, because that's fine.
Down to
that's
Snapchat. Fine. We're looking at, like, a photo, like, in Back to the Future. The people are just starting to disappear
and
entirely.
Now, two Dodge texts and a mailed hangout, and you're good to go.
That's it. Three strikes, and you are literally out of her life.
And I think you say ultimate, like you bail on a hangout, and then you say, "I'm so sorry. I'll hit you up when I'm free."
Oh, so the ball's in your court, and you never hit it back.
You steal the ball, and then you call the game.
Yeah, like a little obnoxious kid brother who's playing ball boy at a tennis match. You grab the ball, streak across the net, and then just keep running.
That's it.
Yeah,
I think that's the move. What do you say, though?
It's like you're playing tennis, and then instead of hitting the ball back, you grab the ball and run off.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the best, or sorry, most cowardly way to get the job done.
But does he get the job done?
Yes.
And also, I think at least her feeling is a little bit intact. She's confused rather than hurt.
You know how they say honesty is the best policy? Nah. Fading away and lying is the best policy.
Confusion keeps them happy.
Or at the very least, not upset. Yeah, what's better, the blunt, honest truth, or the societal fadeaway, which sort of everyone agrees is just masking the truth.
What's the blunt, honest truth? Like, hey, I'm sorry, I just like
I wasn't
thought you
feeling
were ugly
it.
When we met.
No, it was like, sorry, I wasn't feeling it when we met in person as much as we were. But you're a great person. Thanks so much for your time. Bye.
I don't know. I'm not sure what I would rather have. Well, I think I would rather have the confusion because it wouldn't confuse me. I've like played the game enough to be like, okay,
you get it.
That's it. That was her saying that she doesn't like me.
Right.
A two Dodge text and a bailed hangout.
Like, yeah.
Okay, I get it. It was letting me off nice and easy. I guess if she's not, I don't know. I would give her the benefit of the doubt and let her and assume that she knows how dating works these days.
Yeah.
And to be like, all right, sorry, I can't hang out this week. But if she persists, and you can tell that it's like causing her some type of real anguish rather than like, because confusion, I don't think like really latched. Like, oh, where'd he go? Fuck it. It doesn't matter. He sucks. That's what I imagine any girl who I vanished from.
That's how you sleep at night.
That's how I sleep.
You just assume that she hopefully has 12 other guys.
I don't sleep at night. I stay awake in bed.
Knowing full well.
Contemplating my life decisions.
Yeah.
And knowing, I don't have to worry about having a nightmare because I am the monster.
Absolutely. Your life is a waking nightmare.
I am the demon.
You don't have inner demons. You are a demon.
Yes.
You are an inner demon for somebody else.
That's right.
So, have you ever been faded away on?
Probably.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against?
I have. I've been, what is it?
I've been protested and demonstrated against.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. I can't really think of it right now. But
well, what about that lady that you met once on Tinder, and then you messaged her, and then she didn't respond for a month, and then you messaged her again? Don't you have a funny...
Oh, yeah. Well, I never met with her.
Right.
We matched on Tinder.
Yeah.
And she was really hot. And I was like super excited. I messaged her. She didn't really respond for a little. Or no, wait, she messaged me. I don't know. Whatever
happened.
We had like a back and forth conversation. And then I asked if she wanted to meet up and she didn't respond.
Yeah.
So I just let it sit for a month. And then a month later I responded, is that a yes?
Yeah. I feel like you're good at that, waiting the good amount of time and then making a joke. Has that ever resurrected the defibrillator text?
A couple times on
getting
Tinder.
Someone off a relationship off life support.
Yeah, I'm not like never to like much success, but I feel like I would, if like something was fading away, or if on Tinder like somebody didn't respond to my first message, I would just like needle them in a funny way,
right? Because like, you already at zero,
right? Like
there's no going down.
It's like, wow, sorry you don't believe in love.
Right,
or like I can take a hint, let's get a drink. I don't know. I don't think I've never been faded away in like a way where I was like, oh, I thought that date went really well.
Right. Why don't you want to see me again?
Why we're not going to see each other again? Like all that stuff is just messaging back and forth that like never actually turns into anything.
Either way, that's the advice.
I think fade away unless you can sense that she's going through turmoil, in which case tell her not the truth, but a light version of the truth. Like I wasn't really feeling a connection when we met up, but I would love to be friends.
Right. Then it's like maybe she'll be like, oh, thank you, I appreciate the honesty at least.
Well, what do you think?
I would say it's good to be honest if you can muster up the courage, but if I were you, I would probably do the fadeaway thing too, just because it's, I like to avoid confrontation.
You were making fun of me for choosing fadeaway. You were like, oh yeah, vanishing is the better thing to do.
Yeah.
I would do that too.
Oh yeah. Just because I make fun of you for something doesn't mean that I'm not at fault too. It's just easy for me to also.
You're the monster of my dreams.
Yeah, I throw stones. And I'm not just a glass house, I'm a glass human.
I'm a glass man.
I'm a Mr. Glass. So you can kiss my glass.
Don't worry, my heart's not made of glass because I don't have a heart.
I'm a heartless, glassless, translucent
assless
being. Glassless, assless, deaf, and dumb.
That's right.
All right. Whew. Making it happen. Okay, so we've killed two relationships so far. Onward to the third.
We are just slaughtering love right now.
Let's call this person Jennifer Lyons.
Wow. Boring name.
All right. Jennifer Lyons writes, oh wait, it's a guy. Let's call this guy Donald Twinkacetti. You remember that character, Donald Twinkacetti?
I barely remember Larry and Balky.
Hey guys, longtime listener, first time not given a shitter. Any whore, here's my dilemma. I've been in a band.
Stretch.
I've been in a band for about a year now with my friend who plays guitar and his girlfriend who plays bass and sings bass.
Oh.
I'm a loser.
For that.
And his girlfriend who plays bass and sings. And me, I'm the drummer. We've had about 12 gigs and all is well. Actually, all is not well because my friend's girlfriend's voice sounds like a gecko being strangled by a rusty pipe. I've brought it up to my friend and he agrees with me. We've actually tried to push for a new singer, but she throws a hissy fit every time. And one time she actually left the band. She's back now, but she left the band, which is very selfish. If you were me, what would you do? Thanks, Donald Twinkacetti.
Wait, what does she do in the band?
She plays bass and she sings.
Oh, so they need her.
Yeah.
Because she plays the bass.
Yeah.
That's funny. So it's like it's almost good that you got rid of her.
Well, they need a singer. It's just funny that the friend agrees, like, listen, I know my girlfriend sucks, but whenever we broach the subject, she throws a hissy fit. You'd think the hissy fit would cause the end, but no.
Right.
It's still happening.
Especially her quitting the band is almost fixes the problem.
Yeah, if she throws one more hissy fit and wants to leave, that's it. That's problem solved.
Just be like, okay, fine, we'll find a new singer and a new bass player. How hard can it be?
Or a bass player, as I called it. What would you do? I like. He also said that she left the band, but now she's back. Like, can she force that? That's right, bitches, I'm back. Ah, damn it.
All the best artists are emotional like that. Yeah. You have to understand.
Yeah, like, especially bassists. They, like, they're here today, gone tomorrow, bosses. And then here again the day after.
Mm-hmm.
So what to do? I guess if you just throw, if you tell her one more time, if you sit her down and have a conversation with her, whether she throws a hissy fit or not, it seems like she should be out of the group.
Yeah.
It's two against one. That's the joy of having an odd number. It's not like a partnership.
Just record yourself and play back. Just be like, do you hear that? That screeching? That's you.
Yeah, nobody wants someone who went through a fit. A hissy-based fit, actually. I would categorize it as a hissy fit.
Yeah.
It's also...
A hissy fit is what it sounds like when she sings the choruses of her songs.
Gecko with a rusty pipe. The real problem would be if the friend didn't agree with you. But as it is right now, he's on your side.
Right. Which is must be really weird on their relationship.
Yeah. Anyway, that was weird, babe.
Sweetie, I love you. Your voice sounds so bad. We love you playing the bass. We just want another hot chick to come sing.
Oh, that's a good compromise. Stay as the bassist. Let's find a new singstress.
Well, dude, it doesn't matter that no one wants to play the bass. She wants to try to sing.
She was a singstress for the band.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a lot of relationships where the lady doesn't think I'm a good singer. I got over it because I'm a bad singer.
Well, you've never been in... It's not
ballerina.
Your life. You're actually pretty good.
You must see.
You've been with a lot of girls that are talking shit, dude. You can sing. You got pipes.
Why
You're
do you
an
think
angel.
I fucking threw them to the curb?
You said that you got over it.
They all dumped you. Yeah. And then after I got over it, I kept them on the curb.
Well, I think this girl must just like being the singer. She's probably jealous. She doesn't want to just be the bassist in the corner. She wants to be front and center.
Well, here's the good thing. One, you're not dating this girl. You have no allegiances to her. Two, your friend, it seems like he's down to choose the band over her.
Right.
You gotta straight up move her to bass and find a new singer and say, this is the thems are the breaks.
Also, don't like band people in bands start like new bands all the time. Like,
yeah,
hey, we're
on.
Like jamming with this other person too. We still like this band. It's still cool, but we're gonna take on this other project with a different singer, and that's gonna be fun as well.
Yeah, or sing, write a song that only a guy can sing. If a girl is the singer of a band, are all the bands from the point of view of a woman?
No, they're all. What's it called? Rilo Kiley has a male song, right? Or a male. The guitarist is male, and I know he like writes some songs. So like sometimes when she's singing, it's like still from the point of view of a guy. Like,
so she's like saying, "Oh, I miss you, baby. I wish she would just come back to me."
Trying to think of one of those songs, but yeah, it's like. She's like singing it to a girl.
So they should just write songs that she would not feel comfortable singing. Perhaps something that's racially motivated. Perhaps something against the ice bucket challenge.
Oh yeah,
take a stance against perhaps a pro Ferguson police marching song or something that she feels just emotionally unable
Jesus
to perform.
Christ.
Yeah, that way you sort
or maybe,
of
maybe like
her
she'll
out.
Embrace it and then you'll know for a fact she is worth cutting out.
Yeah, and then if she embraces it, say it was a trap just to see if you would take the bait.
You're out of the band.
You can kick her out of a band or you can start a new band. If you kick someone out of a band or if you take the only other member and start a new band, it's the same thing, right?
I don't know. There are no rules. It's a band.
Yeah. Is it a new band at that point, or is it the same band with a different singer?
I don't know. These guys sound like they're like 17 years old anyway. How good is their band?
they've had 12 gigs.
Have they?
That's what he says.
All right.
By the way.
Good for you guys.
The guy I mentioned, Danny Twinkasetti. What was his name? Yeah. Donald Twinkasetti is played by the actor Ernest Sabella, who did the voice of Pumbaa in The Lion King. Mr. Carosi from Saved by the Bell, The Beach Years.
What?
That guy.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Thoughts?
Unrelated but awesome note.
G-flat, an unrelated but awesome note. Oh, didn't someone say you sang A or E or C sharp?
Somebody tweeted at me. I think two people tweeted at me that I sang a C sharp.
Yeah.
But my E was flat.
You said you had... you said you had perfect pitch.
Yeah.
And then I said sing like a C, and then you sang.
You said sing a C sharp, and I sang C sharp.
So let's do it again. D.
All right. Oh, wait. Here. Okay.
D.
Shit. Yeah, wait. Give it to me again.
Okay. Should I say the same letter, or should I say a different one?
Whatever you want.
Okay. D.
D.
B flat.
B flat.
Oh, no. I was saying B flat on your D.
Huh?
Your B flat.
What? Oh, you're saying B flat on the D? You want D flat?
Yeah, D flat. B flat on the D.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Now, now B sharp on your D.
My head exploded.
B sharp.
Really, a sharp D.
F that.
F that, that F flat. Let's move to a flat.
And B sharp. B sharp on your F sharp. All right, let's take a breaky poo.
Little breaky poo. Thank God.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15-year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Fine, go. What do you want to say? Anything? It doesn't matter, right?
It's more fun when I'm interrupting you.
You're taking that away from me. All right. What else? What else should we talk about during this break? We are dangerously close to going to London.
Oh my goodness.
For two shows.
And the tickets are dangerously close to being sold out, actually.
So please, if the podcast, The Late Show, is not sold out yet, it will be very soon. And there's still a few more tickets available for the early show. That's at 7, Monday, September 8th. Then we're going to Manchester, and those shows are already sold out.
So fuck off.
That's crazy. We're selling out cities we've never even been to.
Never.
How do
even
they even know?
Of.
How do they know who we are? How do they get this show there?
You
we haven't even
upload
been there.
It up onto,
what?
You put it on the internet. What are you talking about?
Is it world? Is you, this web
you're
worldwide?
You're a constant self-promoter.
You bought several billboards in the area. You even flew there yesterday, by the way. So don't say you've never been there. You flew there yesterday with a megaphone and
you're handing out leaflets in the streets of Manchester.
So please, come on out. Information on jakeandamir.com and ifiwereyoushow.com. We're also going to Berlin after.
Just for chill.
Yeah, that's just like a chill zone. So we should def hang there.
Just to hang.
If y'all have any tips or tricks... It's like a video game level. If you have any tricks to beat Berlin, let us know. If there's like a secret place.
We can't get past the boss.
We can't beat Berlin. How do you beat the boss of Berlin? Yeah. That'll be fun too.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
Got milk?
I have milk, Fokker. You want to nipple me?
Jesus. I have what a weird reference.
All right, let's just fucking get back to it then, ass.
All right,
We got one last question without you.
Uno mas.
Okay, this is great. We're gonna be fourth question. Real email, fake name Harriet Winslow. Sound familiar? That's right.
A spinoff.
The mom from Family Matters was a character in Perfect Strangers.
Before Family Matters.
Before Family Matters.
Wow.
Why did they do it that way? I don't know. Was the character so successful that they wanted to give her own family? Clearly not. Was it just a way of like trying to segue like perfect or like siphon Perfect Stranger fans to be like, hey, look, this is almost the same show.
Yeah,
keep watching.
So
and
weird.
Now you like Family Matters.
And she wasn't even a big part of Family Matters.
No, not at all. It's not like Urkel worked there.
Right. It was all Carl and Urkel by the end.
Yeah. It's as if like there was another show after Friends called like Cunningham and Gunther was the uncle in it.
There was Joey.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is even more less of a thread.
I would have watched
that.
Gunther.
Yeah. I'll watch a fucking Gunther spinoff right now. I don't give a shit. I'll watch 7 seasons of Gunther. How many seasons of Joey do you think there were?
One.
So over under 20 episodes of Joey?
I guess I think there were 22 episodes.
Overall. Joey, looking up on Wikipedia, there were, ready? 46 episodes of Joey.
That's pretty successful.
It's 2 seasons
two
of Joey.
Seasons. Yeah.
Good for Joey.
Good for Joey indeed.
God, how sad was the series finale of Joey? When Joey finally got it?
When Joey's finally,
He ate the turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? God, that's so sad. I'm going to read the log line for the last episode of Joey, and then I'll ask the question. After Alex gets really excited about planning the wedding, Joey thinks she wants to get married. However, it turns out she doesn't want to get married ever. Michael thinks he's the best man, even though Jimmy asked Joey. Jimmy and Gina both get cold feet before the wedding. That's the last episode of Joey.
Where the hell's Ross?
So Ross is just straight up not in Joey?
I was sure Ross and Chandler were on this show. Just that Joey was the be-all, end-all of sorts.
All right. Harriet Winslow writes, every day I eat lunch in the same deli. I sit alone and just skim through my emails. I often have different guys sitting next to me and talking to me, but today I really hit it off with someone. We both blew off work. I'm a writer, he's in finance, and spent all afternoon drinking together and talking. I had an amazing time. There are 2 problems. I have a boyfriend that I've been with for a year. He's a great guy, but we've never had any sexual tension, and our intimate life has always felt pretty procedural. He moved away a few months ago, and being in a long-distance relationship hasn't helped matters. The other issue is that the guy I met with had a date planned this evening, and he went ahead with it. I'm not a dick. I'm in a relationship, and if he had a date, he should go on it. But the girl in me would have liked if he canceled to stay out with me. My question is twofold. Should I break up with my boyfriend if I'm thinking so seriously about dating someone else? And two, should I potentially date this new guy? We really seem to connect. Thanks. Love every episode. Sorry for the essay. Harriet Winslow.
Miss Winslow. Miss Winslow, you are low.
It's funny how she mentioned that thing just apropos of nothing. She's like, I met this guy. I like him. I have a boyfriend. Should I ditch my boyfriend? Also, something he did really irked me in a way. He went out on a date, which is fine. Anyway, should I ditch my boyfriend?
Which wasn't fine. Like, he went out on a date, and it's okay, but I'm a little pissed he didn't cancel for the taken girl he met at the coffee shop.
I think he should have canceled his date and put all his chips into the basket of this girl who's still not completely sure that she should break up with her long-term boyfriend for him.
Right, yeah. I think him going on the date was all right.
Yeah, I think that's fine. That's kosher.
I think that's
he's not cheating
okay.
on you.
I think if that irked you, try to find a headspace where it doesn't. Search your mind, body, and soul to just be at ease with that.
You're already jealous.
Yeah.
You're already in a bad relationship with this guy. Yeah. She actually put her foot down and said that he can't go on any dates until she makes a
Especially
decision.
Especially if there's any drinking or parties involved.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You don't understand. This is all fucking one person.
So for sure break up with your boyfriend.
Really?
If you're already getting jealous of other guys for going on dates. Not even just having crushes, but full on going into angry, jealous girlfriend mode
yeah.
on strangers at the cafe that you're at.
Can you imagine her explaining to her boyfriend why she's in a bad mood? Like, you sound upset, baby. Oh, it's dumb. I met another guy. What? And he's going on a date with another girl. It's like, did I mean nothing to him? Sorry. Wait, what
Whoa,
are you talking about?
Baby.
I'm jealous of another guy. What?
Yeah, it sounds like you're not in a good enough relationship to especially like deal with being long distance. She's like, it wasn't that good before you were long distance. The sex was bad and now you're long distance. So it seems unsustainable.
I like that she describes sexual tension as a good thing. She's like, we've never had any sexual tension.
Tension's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, but usually that's a negative thing. There's sexual tension.
No, sexual tension's hot. It's like, oh, so, there's like sexual tension that's like boiling over.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true. I always thought of sexual tension as a negative.
It's not, well, I don't think it's a negative. It was weird to hear described in the context of a relationship, because sexual tension to me
is what happens before you have sex.
And it usually is like, there's sexual tension here because I'm not supposed to sleep with this person, but I want to. Like,
right.
Sexual tension is probably what she had with the guy
right.
in the cafe.
But she'd have never had that with his. With the other right. guy, with
it
her boyfriend.
Like she just doesn't have a very passionate relationship with her boyfriend. There's
yeah.
not a lot of sexual chemistry, maybe,
yeah.
that she would have preferred.
So why doesn't she, for the third time this show, break up with your significant other?
We are the relationship executioners. But definitely break up with your boyfriend. I wouldn't necessarily say you're ready to jump into a relationship, especially if the jealous variety with the stranger from the coffee shop who had a date that... he didn't cancel.
But I think she's only going to break up with her boy if she wants this. Like, this guy is the only reason she would break up. She just wants a guilt-free reason to be
no,
with
I
this guy.
I think you should just, like, yeah, but then if you're doing that, you're just searching for reasons to break up, and you already found it. Like,
but there's always, like, whenever, I shouldn't say whenever, but, like, once I was at the end of a relationship, and I had a crush on another girl, and I was like, did this crush cause the end of the relationship, or was I already so over it that I was able to have a crush?
I think an ending relationship is a long, dark tunnel, and a crush is like a light at the end of it. And you're like, wait, look, there's hope after this relationship that I can feel new, exciting feelings for somebody, and I could learn about them, and we could fuck, and it will be beautiful.
Yeah, and this person has everything that I don't have with my current person, because
there's
I don't
no baggage.
Know this person very well.
Right.
She's a stranger, which is good.
I think crushes sort of serve to show you what you can have if you get out of the bleak relationship.
But if I know
not
people
necessarily like, I think it's hard to meet somebody in a coffee shop one day that is going to be like make you question your whole relationship. I feel like your relationship's on the rocks and questionable if somebody can like go in that easily and mess with it.
End it.
Agreed.
than his
agreement. Let's swing the axe of the relationship executioner.
We need a guillotine.
Any final words?
Yeah. This relationship doesn't sound very hot and heavy, exciting and fun.
And you're in a new place.
Enjoy your life.
Chase after this guy who went out on a date who was probably the best date of his life. He was so charged after that cafe thing that is... He was just like a better version of himself. He got along. It was perfect.
She finally breaks up with her boyfriend, and this guy from the cafe shows up raining at his house. Her. Babe, I just wanted to thank you. You made me realize how much I love this girl that I went on a date on. I love her more than I can ever love you. Maybe we can double date. Me, the girl that I'm in love with, you, your boyfriend.
How are you feeling, by the way? You ate a lot of egg salad when we were sitting at lunch.
Yeah, you must have ordered 3 egg salad sandwiches.
No. I was one, but it was really big.
Jesus, it must have been the equivalent of, God, 3 glasses of mayonnaise and close to 24 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, you still have some egg in your teeth.
My God.
Anyway, I gotta run.
Eureka of eggs. Eureka of eggs. So that's that. That's 3 dumps and one other question I forget.
Three dumps and a, wasn't it the band one?
Oh, yeah.
Three dumps and a kick your girlfriend out of the band. I think we can call that a perfect game of 4 dumps.
If I were you, listen to these 2 guys that'll die alone. That's it. If you have your own questions, ideas, theme song submissions, or we're also accepting new thumbnails for our podcast itself so that when we put it on Facebook, we have a nice new image with every episode. The email for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was recorded by Chris Leggett, and this closing one is from someone named Zoe. So thanks, Zoe. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, you guys. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, thanks, thanks. We'll be back on Monday. Bye.
Coming from Jake. So slippery, sucker patch, and Daffy Duck. Go diamond the CD at your local Starbucks. Oh, before we take our mid-show break, please tune in to Amir and Jake on the If I Were You Show.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew, and you have been asking for it, so here it is. We're going to give you 3 episodes of classic Loveline every week. That means more Adam.
Oh, shut up.
Or me. Listen.
Yeah. Listen.
And more of those amazing classic Loveline show moments.
My wife gets mad at this stuff, and Adam's like, oh, who wears the pants in your house? What? How dare you put up with that? If my wife knows not to behave like that because she knows
now,
she
your
does.
Wife calls the show and yells at hey. You during the show.
So I shouldn't wait till I get home, then we're done by the time I get home.
Download them every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at podcastone.com.